It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A new investigation by NJ Advance Media has found several guards at New Jersey's Lone Women's Prison were sexually assaulting inmates over a period of years. We're joined now by reporter Sean Sullivan, who wrote the stories. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
This all takes place several years ago at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility in Hunterdon County. More than a dozen women reported sexual assaults. How many officers were involved and what happened to them?
Well, the primary focus of the investigation was one officer, a guy by the name of Eric Melgar. He was accused by, like you said, more than a dozen women of varying degrees of sexual and physical abuse over a period of about 18 months. There were two other officers who were sort of implicated in that investigation, including his shift partner, who would allegedly swap posts with him, giving him access to the women who were in their cells. And then another officer who was not related at all with these other two was also fired just because his behavior was his alleged behavior was uncovered through the course of the investigation.
Now, you have some videotaped interviews with the women prisoners. Here's a clip. We have Rocio Leon talking about why it was so hard to come forward.
Because people either don't believe you or think, well, it's your fault because you must have wanted it to happen. No, it's not that I wanted anything to happen. Like, this man is very disgusting. And I could say that I do hate him.
So, Sean, how did the women eventually come forward, and what was the response of prison officials?
Well, there are a couple of investigations, actually. The first one was prompted by comments that Ms. Leon had made to her teacher at the prison. That investigation was essentially a he said, she said sort of thing, and it quietly died on the vine. But then about a year later, another prisoner made comments to her psychologist that she had been molested by an officer. And that sparked a second investigation that just sort of grew and grew, according to the documents that I got my hands on. Like I said before, more than a dozen of them made claims of sexual and physical abuse, and about a dozen more said, well, I wasn't a victim myself, but I witnessed him striking so-and-so or him inappropriately touching so-and-so. So there was quite a constellation of accusations that caused the investigators to deem them substantiated, which is the term that they use in an internal investigation.
Why weren't there any criminal charges?
That I can't say definitively. The prosecutor's office didn't want to discuss the case. What experts across the country have told me is that these are some of the toughest cases prosecutors handle because they rely often on the testimony of inmates who have their own sort of troubled criminal histories. This was a case where there wasn't any DNA evidence. There wasn't any physical evidence. There were much fewer cameras in the facility then than there are now. Though some recent developments suggest that some of this behavior might still be going on. It's a very difficult case to bring to a trial.
So were you able to determine whether abusive treatment of women in New Jersey state prisons continues to this day?
Well, in the course of reporting this story, inmates kept writing to me saying, oh, they took out another guy in cuffs. They took out another guy in cuffs. That happened on three different occasions. And when that would happen, I would try to go to the prosecutor's office to get information about that activity. And they were quiet for quite a while. But then just this month, they announced that they had indicted four officers for similar allegations, but much more recently. These recent cases go back to 2015, 2016.
What does this mean for how the women's prison is run going forward? You mentioned cameras.
Yeah, well, there are more cameras in the facility now than there used to be. The federal government provides grants under the Prison Rape Elimination Act to have them installed. A recent audit said that the facility doesn't have any blind spots, which it appears to have had back in 2010. And the prosecutor's office says that they're now working with the internal investigators at the prison to kind of conduct a review of cases going back to 2010.
That's NJ Advance Media's Sean Sullivan. You can read the full series at NJ.com. Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.